You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind, and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through, and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews, and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection, and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. Light workers come in all shapes and sizes. There are many, many differences between each light worker. But did you know that there are also many similarities amongst them as well? Similarities that actually unite lightworkers and are quite recognisable. If you're a lightworker listening to this, or you feel that there's a chance you might be a lightworker and you'd like to find out more, well, listen to the feature on my show this week, because I hope it's going to leave you in the knowledge that you are certainly not alone, and I'll be pointing out many of the similarities which will help you to arrive at that point. We've also got some amazing tracks on the Future Self Energetics show today, tracks by Joan Armour Trading. And I kind of promised myself that I was only ever going to play Stevie Wonder tracks in my shows. And then, well, these songs came up on my music playlist and reminded me of how fabulous they are. And so, as I'm a bit of a rule breaker at heart anyway, it made sense to include them in my show today for you. So today, we don't have music by Stevie Wonder. Today, it's Joan Armour Trading.
You've got something missing. I'll help you look, you can be sure. And if you want to be alone, someone to share a laugh, whatever you want me to, all you gotta do is ask. Thunder, don't go under the sheets. Lightning under a tree, in the rain and snow, I'll be your fireside. Come running to me when things get out of hand. Running to me when it's more than you can stand. I said I'm strong. Best girl, prettiest thing you ever saw. You know I listen, try to get a message to her. And if it's money you want,
rubber half. Whatever you want me to, all you gotta do is ask. I said I'm strong.
That makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, C more cheeks, dig for victory, E bar gold.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better.
Marks and Spencer.
Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Light workers come in all shapes and sizes. There are many differences between them. But did you know that there are many similarities amongst them too? Similarities that identify them and unite them. Now, a light worker is any person that's here on the planet at this time in order to make a contribution to the advancement of our common consciousness. It's all about raising up the vibration of the energy frequencies that are around. Thing is, could you be a light worker? If you are, if you're listening to this, or if you think there's a chance that you might be and you'd like to find out more, well, listen to the feature on the show this week. I hope it's going to leave you in the knowledge that you are certainly not alone. Often we focus on the differences between us, but not this week. This week is all about the things that unite us, and let's be honest, we can often benefit from making much stronger connections, can't we? This is the Future Self Energetic Show on UK Health Radio, and I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and my show features this week, light workers. Now, a light worker is any person that's here on the planet at this time in order to make a contribution to the advancement of our common consciousness. It's all about raising up the vibration of the energy frequencies around us. The thing is, could you be a light worker? You're really important if you are. The feature of my show this week is my simple guide to finding out if you could be a light worker or not. So listen along. You'll soon know if this actually relates to you or not. Light workers, we all have a common mission, and that's to play our own part in ensuring that these vibrations that are all around us are travelling in the upward direction, that they're spiralling upwards, up, 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 further still. Could you be a light worker? Do you know how to identify if you are one or not? These are the questions that I'm asked all the time. And yes, I am a light worker myself. But do you know how to spot a light worker? I know how to spot them. So that's what I'm sharing with you on my show today. But do you know? I'm hoping that if I can convey some of what I know to you, then you might be able to spot those like-minded souls who are here to work in the same way as you are. I spend a lot of time amongst light workers, and there seem to be certain things that they do have in common. So I thought I'd include them on my show today. So, a light worker is definitely a person that has a strong spiritual being within them. Light workers have incarnated at this time in history with a very special part to play in helping to raise the vibration on the planet up. And light workers in many ways have been arriving in waves. I don't know if you've heard of this before. I'm a light worker. I'm known as a first waver. We arrived in the 50s and the 60s, kind of the boomer years. But there are many more waves of light workers that have been arriving for decades since then. And we all have this common purpose, and that is to be here to help during the time of any kind of ascension, any kind of up-leveling or uplifting or breaking down and reassembling of the energies that are surrounding this particular part of the galaxy. And we all have a special light that we bring and that we need to be shining. None of us have an identical light, and that's why there is so much safety and power in numbers. So some light workers arrive knowing that they have a special purpose to fulfill. I was one of those. But others, well, they go through all sorts of awakening processes at specific junctions, specific choice points or times in their life. And these awakenings are designed. They're designed to make them aware that they have a role to play, a part, a valuable part to play in something that's unfolding and changing. They have a special wisdom and understanding that they're then driven to share with others based on their own experiences and inner wisdom. First thing to know about yourself, though, is that you are a supreme being of light essence. That's what you are. And you're having an experience through a human body, connecting in this particular dimension, in this chaotic material world, on this planet that's hurtling through hyperspace. You know, what could go wrong? So when you're a light worker, you'll probably find being on this crazy planet a bit of a struggle most of the time. Have you realised yet that also not only do you find it a challenge being on the planet, but you might find it a challenge being around human beings? You'll certainly have what I call a social battery. Light workers do. And if this is you, what I mean by this is that your social battery runs down, and it will run down at about an hour and a half of being around people who have not yet started to work on their own personal development. After this amount of time, an average light worker needs to find a quiet space, somewhere where they can just go within, breathe, and be in their own gentle radiance for a little while. Why is this? Well, humans can often come across as complicated. So light workers need to be able to withdraw and to go inwards and replenish themselves in an environment which is quite isolated. I mean, isolation's a really interesting word for light workers, because I feel there's always a part of a light worker that feels a bit like we don't quite belong where we are. We're not from around these parts, is what I would say. We love humans and we also don't love them. It's a terrible admission, isn't it? I think we love human beings, but we don't necessarily like what human beings are capable of. Like me, you probably had a really dysfunctional family, or you were around a really difficult family member, and you probably have experience of a series of traumas in your life as well, big life challenges. Maybe other significant difficulties arose that you had to overcome. All of these are signs of being a light worker. You see, it drives us forward. It makes us stronger. These experiences compel us to develop and grow. Maybe you've even had what I would call shatters in your life, where your life seemed to come down completely, and then you've had to rebuild it again from scratch. Maybe, like many light workers, you feel that at times you have had to fight to survive. Maybe there have been major separations as you realise that you are a being of light. You light up to your understanding that these challenges were not actually intended to hurt you, although on some level you can't escape the wounding that you received. But the light can't break through unless there is some kind of wound. And really, this wounding is designed specifically for you. It's designed to jolt you awake. And as you process your experiences, these woundings remind you and they call you to the special healing work that you are here to carry out. The wounds are designed to awaken the unlimited spirit light worker within you. And this dysfunction, these traumas, these wounds, these challenges, these difficulties, they may actually become the most precious events in your incarnation. To a light worker, the experiences that eventually brought them back into their fullness can truly be nothing short of miraculous. And it's because if these things hadn't happened, then you might never have come back to really knowing who you know yourself to be, and then to be inspired to work on behalf of the communal consciousness in order to shower your light and show others the way. Now, your spiritual awakening, because this is what it's called, when it comes, it might have created turbulence of all kinds in your life and challenging decisions needed to be made. And you were forced to purge out all of the limiting beliefs you had, the ones that were holding you back, or at least most of them. We all still have a few. And maybe release relationships that were holding you back, choosing carefully which ones that you're going to keep in your life. Maybe you changed a lifestyle that was holding you down, or even moved to a completely different country altogether on the planet. Separation from what is not serving the mission is also often a side effect that light workers tend to come across. You know, awakenings, up-levelings, becoming a more radiant light, having a finer, stronger vibration, these can be really exhausting, and sometimes they can be painful too. But unfortunately, that's also often necessary. Now, you as a light worker will love to be able to improve your own life, and you'll spend a lot of time working on developing yourself. And if you find others that share the similar or the same kind of woundings that you have, well, you'll be generous about how you can assist them when you feel you're able to. And what you'll do is you'll take the benefit of your knowledge and you'll share it with them, as long as they're prepared to listen. But it's not just humans. Maybe you feel the pain of the planet or the call of the natural world. Listen carefully to what your woundings are saying to you. Listen to your woundings. Observe how you recovered from these woundings. Observe the the journey that you've been on. And then you'll know not only where your mission is, but also you'll be able to help others if they are in the same place that you were in. See, there is a way that you're intended to elevate your own experiences so that they can then benefit others around you and other places and other things too. It's what being a light worker is about. Who knows what it is that you're being called to do? Do you know? I'll confide in you as well that I speak to many light workers who, at some stage in their journey of development, they feel on some level that their mental health, that they might be unstable a little bit when they compare themselves, for example, to family members or to people that they work with. But you are not mentally unstable. You're just a bit different, that's all. I'm allowed to say this because I've always been different too. You have a different way of feeling about things. You have a different way of knowing about things. You have a different way of aspiring, developing. You have a different way of leading. You might have a different perspective than is the norm. And that will always make it seem as if you are challenging things and kicking against boundaries or not towing the line or being difficult or being a bit maverick. Do you think it might be mental instability then that makes you more sensitive or more willing to act responsibly but in a different way, knowing that there is and always will be enough to go round if we share, and that as we connect and we pull together, it makes us stronger? Rather than being argumentative and divisive, we are connective and imaginative. So you're not quite as mad as you might think you are, or that other people may have said you are. So once you're around other light workers, it really is immensely reassuring. And it's reassuring to know that they feel like you do about a lot of the same things. There's nothing inherently unstable mentally or otherwise about a light worker, apart from them trying to fit in while living on a dysfunctional planet that is now hurtling through hyperspace and has all sorts of other problems as well. You know, light workers were mostly open-minded, loving and spiritual. We're not fluffy. Most of us are warriors and we are here to shine our light. So you may feel more aligned as you search for your purpose and who you are, and that will give you feelings of security to know that you are doing those things that you were intended to do for the time of your incarnation while you're here. So what else can I tell you about light workers? Well, maybe you've got highly attuned sense of knowing. I mean, you're certainly going to have a range of extended senses, for sure. All light workers do. Just make sure you're using them and that you truly believe in them. So yes, extended senses of all different sorts, whether it's in feeling or knowing, if it's telepathy, empathy, clairvoyance, perhaps you can channel, maybe you connect with angels, etheric beings, maybe you work as an ambassador of light. I also find light workers saying that they can become a little bit frustrated because they've been told that they are too young or too inexperienced to be able to use those senses that they've already got, those extended senses. And this really infuriates me because you're never too young, you're never too inexperienced to be the light worker that you already are. You were born with all of the tools in your toolkit. I've met children who are 5 or 6 and I am absolutely convinced that they're light workers. I can see it in them. And everyone says, yes, but they're only 5 or 6. And I say, yes, but they are 5 or 6 in human terms. There's an ancient being in a 5 or 6 year old body that we need to recognize. Light workers, in my experience, they may be young or seem unqualified in human terms, but they're actually really the oldest, most capable souls imaginable, which suddenly renders all ages and qualifications and certificates absolutely redundant. These things have got nothing to do with it. If you're like me or a master energist, no one can give you a certificate in that. You either are or you are not. And to work energetically, there are no certificates in that either. You either can or you can't do it. Now, people can give you guidance, but I don't know your greatest strength. I don't know what your capability or capacity is. I can show you what mine is and say, if you are like me, then you will be able to use your tools and shine your light and your vibration in this way. But I can't show you how to be the greatness that you are. All I can do is say, do you know what? Intuitively, inside of you, I know that you recognize that you are this amazing ancient being, and you are, for whatever reason, incarnated on this planet at this time in service to a higher purpose, and that we need you, and that you have a deep knowing and you hold a key of some description inside of you. It's like a key that's made of light, a light key that's awakening in yourself and others something that is there to be transformed. And it's also for you, if you want to then go ahead and use that key to unlock, shine up, brighten up, light up others around you as well. You just need to access that key. And how you access that light key is already inside of you. But there will be some clues. Maybe look back at your relationships and your experiences, certainly in your younger years, or those big life events, those turning point choice moments, because they will often indicate, it's like a big arrow in the sky pointing to where the key is and what it is you're supposed to unlock with it. And when you reach the point where you know fully who you are and what you're here to do, you're going to feel like you have the opportunity now to reach your fullest potential. It's like it's a part of you, and it becomes fearless because at last you really know that you have revealed your true self to yourself. And you start to light up and everything starts to make more sense. And do you know what else starts to happen? As soon as you get yourself into that state of believing, even if there's no evidence yet to prove what it is that you feel to be true inside of yourself, what happens is this. When you start to see that you hold a key and that you have a special, let's say, purpose or mission in this incarnation that you're currently experiencing, when you start to understand that, what happens is your manifestation field, the field that's around your body, starts to align and change. And all of those synchronicities, right time, right place, opportunities, all the people that you need to be around, the information that needs to come to you, the abundance, the finances and everything else, all seems to just fall into place. It's quite miraculous how it works. All you need to do is line yourself up, accept your greatness, and then see what your manifestation field brings you.
I am not in love, but I'm open to persuasion. East or west, where's the best for romance with a friend? I could smile, but with a lover I could hold my head back. I could really laugh, really laugh. Thank you. You cheek. But with a love, I could really move, really move. I could really dance, really dance, really dance, really dance. I could really move, really move, really move, really move.
That makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, C more cheeks, dig for victory, E bar gold.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better.
Marks and Spencer.
Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
The This is the Future Self Energetics Show on UK Health Radio. I'm Amanda Nelson, the Master Energist, and today I'm talking about how you can identify yourself as a light worker. What are some of the traits that make you stand out from the rest of the crowd? We've covered quite a lot about how you can recognise yourself and the fact that you will have had experiences, connections, relationships, realisations, a whole host of different things. Things that have happened for you rather than to you. And I think that it's very important to recognise that part of your journey as a light worker is going to be releasing karma, paying those karmic debts off, okay? It's also about facing down your own shadows, those that you've got from this lifetime or other lifetimes, and also perhaps ancestral emotions and programming. All of these are going to come up because that's how the work truly begins. I think we're going to also be rejecting things that are no longer in service to us. That's one of the big themes. We have to be quite boundaried and understand that in order for our purpose to be realised, we have to be discerning about the people that surround us, the places that we work from, how we care for ourselves and what expectations we have on ourselves. It's all about processing. And you're going to feel like energetically and spiritually and mentally and physically and emotionally and energetically, you know, in every way you can think, psychically, that you are processing. You're processing and you are processing and you are processing, and suddenly when you step fully into yourself after doing all this processing, you really do shine brightly. I do feel that self-growth in all the shapes and forms that it takes for us, it's really important because it leads each one of us, each light worker, it leads each light worker to truly understanding the really unlimiting being that you are. This isn't ego. This is about understanding the unlimited ancient being that you are and being able to walk as that being with great confidence. I think confidence is part of it, but also is the absolute knowledge that source energy runs through your veins. You are that source energy. But you're the source energy within a human shell at the moment, this human being, this vehicle. As this amazing ancient being, as a light worker, when you have the confidence of that self-realization that source energy is you, you also then start to understand that you're surrounded by other ancient beings. And although that they might be at different stages in their particular ascension journey, their revelation journey, each one of you is an equal. No one's better, no one's worse. There is none that is more or less enlightened than you are. There is no one with more knowledge than you or less than you. You're not in competition with anyone. You are unique and they are unique. And because of that, you're all valuable and you're all very, very precious. And that together as a group, working with pure light essences, we're here to benefit and raise the vibration of whatever or wherever or however or whoever we are in the company of. We only need one of each light worker, and the special light that only they can bring is what they will be delivering. It's why competition ceases when you take on the garb of a light worker. Competition's not a light worker's trait. Once you get into this, you know, competitiveness, then you're drifting away from that enlightened being. Competition evaporates when you know who you are, truly know who you are as an ancient being. Competition seems to be, I don't know, undermining of our precious light resources somehow. Competition actually is disrespectful to our light. It weakens other light workers. It undermines them. We don't need to do that. So light workers, I think, are all masters already of whatever it is in their own field. They're masters at their own part of the mission. Light workers are masters at their own part of the mission, and you don't need to worry about what they are doing, because as long as they are doing what they're here to do and you've got your eyes firmly focused on the vision of what you're here to achieve, then the mission in its entirety will be successful. One of the other points I want to make is that there's like a tipping point. Light workers often think that they need to learn from many other masters. And in the early days, I'll be honest with you, they really do. It helps them with vocabulary, it builds their confidence, and they start to understand a little bit more about the skill set they need and the direction they want to travel in. But they also voraciously accumulate information. They read the books and they attend the workshops and they immerse themselves in all sorts of spiritual communities, and they search and search and search for the meaning of their own life, the mission and the purpose that they're on. And this is the right approach up to a point. But really, once you start to light up and you start to have confidence in your own abilities, and you start to step away from the certificates and needing the assurances of everybody else to tell you that you're on the right track and that you are actually the greatness that you are, you tend to stop seeking out the gurus and the teachers and the directives, and suddenly, pop, you find that you actually have a really clear sense, an inner sense of knowing for yourself. It's like you develop your own sort of light compass. So now you've got a compass and you've got a key. I wonder what it is that you're going to do with it. And as you already arrived into this incarnation with all the skills and the understanding and the resources that you could possibly need, this is at the point where you were born. All of that's in your manifestation field already. It's provided for you. You know, and although many other people in spiritual communities may encourage you or open you up or help to build your confidence and set you fully in motion, when it actually comes to it, you yourself are already fully capable. You know what it is you're here to do, and you have all of the tools that you need, all of those connections and understandings and knowledge. Everything's already in your manifestation field. If you're a light worker, it's there, it's provided, so your incarnation and whatever it is you're here to do can be the greatest success. And you're the master already of whatever your unique light is. I can't emphasize this enough. You were designed that way. You were born in that way. People sometimes say to me, "Are you ready?" when we're about to do something. And I always say, "Yeah, I was born ready," and they laugh. But actually, it's the truth. I was born ready and so were you. And I often say to people that I'm an expert in my part of this broader mission, and they are an expert in theirs. We don't need to be each other's masters and teachers for longs. You know, we can inspire each other, but we don't need to be anybody's disciple in this. Each one of us takes the lead and each one of us follows for a while. So in a way, I suppose what I'm saying is we need to be each other's partners, a unified support network. We are, after all working for the same team, trying to move humanity forward towards the same common goal, that uplift in the vibration. So as a light worker, be your fabulous creative self. This is me giving you permission to be that person, so you're able to offer a healing process that others can then follow, or a light or a mission of some description that others need somebody to take a lead with. I don't know how long you're going to be leading for. It could be one conversation, or it could be an entire lifetime. Let's throw this really wide, though, because people say to me, is this always in spiritual work? And I say, actually, no, it's not. As a light worker, you might find yourself involved in some kind of art, dance, music, writing, one-to-one healing modalities. I don't know, it could be something entirely different. Maybe you're the person who manages to crack some kind of renewable energy. Or you might be somebody who is able to set up a group in your workspace where people can come and sit quietly over lunchtime. I don't know, it could be anything. The key to this is don't force it. If you think you might be a light worker, just sit with it. Allow yourself to have the confidence of knowing that you are one. And if you haven't yet got your mission, or you're not quite sure, just sit with it, because the mission will be revealed. Light workers come in all shapes and sizes. There are so many differences between them, but they also have many, many similarities. Similarities that unite us all. I'll say us because I'm definitely a light worker. And I'm here to encourage you to listen to my show again today. Perhaps think in terms of some of the things that I've been thinking about. And ask yourself honestly, if you're a light worker, what is it that you could be called to do confidently as the ancient being that you are? That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can up-level any part of your life. You can find out more about me, my courses, and Future Self Energetics at my lifestyle website, beyondthegoldenegg.com. I'm also on Twitter. You can find me at Ask Amanda Nelson. Focus on the quality of the energy in your energy field. Focus on your entire energy field every single day, because a great energy field has the potential to change anything. I'm looking forward to connecting with you again next week. Love to you and yours. Bye-bye.